One of the qualities common to so many top advisors is their humility. They accept they don't know everything and are always willing to seek help from coaches or mentors. Jenny Brown has absorbed the wisdom she's been given by a number of mentors along her own path to success, where she's zeroed in on what constitutes her ideal client and where she's become the first person her clients contact when things go wrong in their lives. We're joined today by JBS financial strategist Jenny Brown. Hi Jenny, how are you?
I'm great, thanks Peter.
Pleased to hear it. Can you tell us a little bit about JBS Financial Strategies, how you got started?
So back in that recession we had to have of Paul Keating's, I was made redundant from advertising. Couldn't get a job. So I answered an ad to sell insurance, would you believe, back in 1992. And back then it really was tied agencies and selling insurance. So fell into it. Just as a matter of course.
Well, that's fantastic. Who did you start off with there, Jenny?
I was a tied agent through what was Norwich Union, obviously then became Aviva, became MLC. So it's had many iterations. Along the journey, I met the Bongiorno Group. And I then moved from being a tied agent with what then was Norwich to then being licensed through Bongiorno's, and that's when I learnt all about actually how to run a business and about financial planning and about making sure that you have the right sort of structure with your insurance premiums.
Okay, so you are no longer a tied agent in a system that no longer exists, but you also have a very much a broader advice proposition. Can you tell me a little bit about the transition from selling insurance to what it is that JBS Financial Strategies does today?
Yeah, so I guess the transition was very much a learning. So it was taking the opportunities as they presented. So when I joined the Bongiorno Group, again, running my own practice, so I wasn't employed by them, I learnt about the financial planning. I did my DFP back then, which was 8 subjects. I then did my CFP. A girlfriend told me that self-managed super funds are the way of the future in about 2000. So we went off and we studied self-managed super funds and RBL compressions, so in the old days, which I had to go back and do the course twice because it was so complicated. But again, it was just taking all those opportunities and then becoming a lot more holistic rather than just risk-focused.
Okay, so you've done a few courses, the names of which I don't even understand, but that's terrific. So you've educated yourself along with the evolution of the advice sector. But that's not enough to build a successful business. So looking back, what is it about your journey that you believe have been the critical ingredients to the success of what you've built?
I guess I've always had very much an inquiring mind. So I've always wanted to learn, and that's come about by, as you say, doing various courses. So did the CFP, I've done the FCHFP through the Self-Managed Association. I did my Self-Managed Superfund Specialist Advisor course. I've done an AICD course through the Institute of Company Directors, so I'm a graduate there. So it's very much, saying, well, what do I actually need to do to learn to grow as a person? So courses are one thing and education's one thing. I'm a serial junkie when it comes to conferences. As you know, I'm the Australian Chair for MDRT, so I'm about to head off to the annual meeting this year. My first annual meeting was back in 2000 when Tony and Joe Bongiorno sort of introduced me to MDRT. And it's through doing those sort of opportunities, you meet people, you pick up mentors, you pick up, tips from coaches, amazing speakers, that you can then take and implement into your business.
So it's okay, so there's been lots of dedicated learning, lots of willpower, I guess, in terms of continuing to update yourself on what's needed to be able to deliver appropriate financial advice solutions. But what about the client link? What about what is it that clients have seen that have enabled you to build and maintain such a successful advice business?
I think it's very much listening to the client and being able to deliver what they want. So it's not just about, if I go back to my origins, selling a product. It's actually working out what the strategy is to help the client get from where they are today to where they want to be. And I know that sounds like a bit of a cliche, but it really is all about them. So one of the key questions I ask anyone that walks into my office is, what's important to you in life? And that can be as they, you know, start getting older, volunteering, it can be giving back to the community, it can be education, spending time with the family. But it's actually understanding all of that side of things, not just the number crunching along the way. So it's, you know, we build really great relationships with our clients so that they do become, you know, friends. We are, you know, generally the first port of call when something goes wrong, the text messages that we get and things like that. And that's what I think makes a difference and then attracts, you know, great quality clients to JBS as a business.
Well, that sounds like it's been a terrific formula for your own success. Can you tell us a little bit about your client demographic? Is there a particular element?
So I guess our sweet spot is clients who are 45 plus. We love talking to really the pre-retirees and the retirees. So it's those clients who are really wanting to start seriously planning for their retirement, to work out what they're going to do, that it's not one day they'll just stop work and never walk into the office again. Because if they haven't started to really think about what they're going to do once they do stop work, that's when a lot of clients really become, you know, bored, disinterested. It's, you know, my mother used to always say, you know, to my father, I married you for better or worse and not for lunch, so go away and do something. You know, there's only so many games of golf you can play. You know, there's all that sort of stuff. So it's I love, you know, talking to clients in that phase of their life where their kids are older, they're usually teenagers or have left school, their mortgages have mostly paid off, and you can actually really do some great, you know, strategy planning with them. Yes, we do deal with our clients' kids as well, but really our sweet spot is the 45 pluses.
Okay, and just generally speaking then, if we call it the 45 pluses or the transition to retirement advice proposition, has honing in on that particular part of the advice spectrum something that has helped you actually build your business well, that focus?
I think it has, and it's really interesting. It took us quite a while to realise that that was very much the sweet spot for JBS. And since we've done that, that's really where the business has taken off. And, you know, our clients talk to their friends, and so therefore our referrals come from our clients, not necessarily, you know, going out there and advertising and marketing. Yes, we are on social media. Yes, we do have a, you know, an active presence. But it's really to hone in on that proof of, you know, what we're doing, rather than to necessarily attract someone in cold off the street.
Okay, so it's clearly been a successful advice proposition, but what are the other elements in terms of building a successful, profitable advice business that you've learned along the journey?
Having a great team and a really engaged team. So recently, as you would know, Warren Hanna bought into JBS, so he's become a partner, which has been fantastic. So when he joined us 4 years ago, his proposition to me was, if this works out, I'd love the opportunity to be able to buy in. And so we've cemented that, and it's great. We both have very aligned views. You know, we needed to actually work together closely to know that we could actually be in business together. And I think a lot of businesses make a mistake by not trialing that over a period of time. So team is really important, having a great team around you, not having all the burden yourself. I think, you know, it can be really lonely running a business. So to have a business partner has been awesome from that point of view. I've had mentors along the way and business coaches. I can't more highly recommend to people to seek out the right coach for you and mentor. Go to events and conferences and talk to people to find out who is, you know, the right person to get the advice from. And through different stages of life, you're going to meet different people that are relevant to you at that point in time. So someone that was relevant to me 20 years ago may not be as relevant today, but they still had placed and taken me on the journey along the way.
Okay, so it sounds like you learned a very long time ago that you don't know everything and you never will, and you're very open to the mentor side of building your business, I suppose, but is there do you have a message for all of your colleagues out there who own their business 100% and perhaps are looking to advance to the next level? What is it about bringing in a partner that's been great for your business?
I guess the message is, you know, you can build a business to a point by yourself, and you can have your mentors and have your coaches along the way. But what I've learned is, you know, obviously I'm getting older. I'm nowhere near wanting to retire yet, but I need to have that succession plan. And so to have somebody who is really keen and wanting to work with me to grow the business, and I'm seriously wanting to grow this business, you know, further from where it is today. But having someone with me, you know, the sum of two is much more than, or the multiple of two is much more than the sum of two. So the two of us working together, we're going to get, you know, a much higher multiple and a much higher trajectory, you know, in the future than if we were both just working in our own stream side by side. So I think that's really key, and making sure that you do have the right person, because you don't want to have to, it's like a bad divorce, you don't want to have to unwind it.
Were there any stress points in your business then, Jenny, that decided you that I really do need to bring in a partner?
Not really. I think that, you know, it's great to bounce ideas off. I don't think there was any real sort of warning bells that said bring somebody in, except that when I hired Warren, that was his plan. So I agreed that if it worked out, then that would be a really good plan. So we just then made it happen.
Well, it sounds like it's working out brilliantly. Looking back over your time, Jenny, you've been an advisor for quite some years now, an advice business owner also for quite some years. Are there any learnings, the things you look back on that you may have perhaps done differently if you had your time over again?
Always ask for help early. As you said earlier, Pete, look, you don't know everything. I certainly don't know everything. So I would say, you know, get a mentor, get a great business coach. You know, invest in yourself. So many advisors I see just, you know, don't necessarily, you know, want to spend or are prepared to spend the money to invest in themselves, to head over to the US to, you know, for a week, you know, to attend a conference or to go up to, you know, an AFA conference or an FPA conference. You know, I really encourage you to spend the money and invest in yourself, because it will pay dividends. It really will.
Well, there are some fantastic learnings, some great recommendations about what it might take for your peers to perhaps achieve the levels that you have, and we look forward to perhaps staying in touch and coming back and talking to you again sometime. But in the meantime, Jenny Brown, JBS Financial Strategies, thank you for your time.
Thanks very much, Peter. It's been a pleasure.